The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. I need a hot coffee chug, please.
I don't have any hot coffee, though.
Oh, I don't know how you are functioning right now.
I've been in a bit of a scramble this morning because it took me an extra almost 40 minutes to get to work
because
nobody could drive in the damn rain. I'll tell you, though, who I still got here to work before, despite that 40-minute delay. Both the U2s!
Why are you so angry? This is not great for your cortisol levels.
Take a deep breath, Graham.
All right, fine. Just pointing things out.
All right.
I find it interesting. That's
first
all.
First talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. Woo, Monday. And Graham, I'll give you props because you drank that tuna water and the fish sauce. Those are probably the two like nastiest things on the chug wheel. But anyways, hey, Selena, how was that that Doritos bath bomb, huh? Yay, woo. Hope you guys had a great weekend, okay? Have a good Monday. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
What the hell is a Doritos bath bomb?
I don't know why he said a Doritos butt bath bomb. Butt bath bomb. It's just a regular bath bomb.
Did it smell like Doritos?
No, that's the thing. I found this Doritos bath bomb from, I think, Five Below.
Okay, love
but it,
that
But
store.
It wasn't even like Doritos scented or anything. It was like raspberry.
Did you taste it?
It just had like Doritos in the pack. No, I didn't taste
it. I don't get it.
That
doesn't make any sense.
I know. It's weird.
Okay, and also in that talkback, he said he gave me props on Friday. I had to, I lost the chug wheel game, and I had to drink tuna water, which was not good. And then he also reminded me that I did drink fish sauce,
which
was also on the wheel, which was terrible. And
I did forget about that one.
Jess has this narrative that anytime people ask about the chug wheel, well, Graham never has to chug anything bad. BS.
Okay, that's true.
I've chugged hella nasty stuff off there and done it, but for whatever reason, everyone's like, oh man, Jess is the only one that ever chugs. No, she's not.
Thank you for pointing this out. Everyone thinks she chugs every single week.
She has She had a back-to-back week one time and boo-hoo, and it was like nothing even that bad.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh man, you guys, oh Jess, she should get a week off. No, she shouldn't. I drank fish sauce. I chugged fish sauce.
Yeah,
there was nothing worse that I've ever drank
in my
entire life.
Was that worse than the tuna?
Fish sauce was 100 times worse.
Yeah, it smelled.
It was brutal.
Okay, but I have chugged a lot of times.
No, stop.
It's just, I will admit that when I do tend to say that you haven't drank anything nasty, but then I remember the fish sauce and I'm like, oh wait.
I just in my mind picture this montage of all the times I've lunged, chugged, and then balanced the cup and then kicked it. I'm like, man, I have chugged a lot of times on this show, but the narrative is that Jess is the only one that drinks.
It's because you know what it is? It's out of all of us, yes, you have chugged nasty things, but you've also gotten the most lucky with the things that you've chugged.
Talk to your girl Selena over there.
Gator wine?
Talk to your girl Selena over there.
I haven't had anything delicious.
You haven't had anything bad. You haven't had
likes of
clam juice or fish
sauce.
Not
that bad. Tonic water was really bad, but I mean, I guess nothing's as bad as fish sauce.
Tonic water? You tried to just say tonic
that
water?
That was gross.
I drink tonic water for fun every weekend.
Well, yeah, because you're gross. It's disgusting.
It is. Stop.
It is. Second talk back of the day?
Sure. This is just
good morning,
JV
Show. It's the San Francisco Giants gamer, babe. Let's go, Giants. Swept them Mariners. Number one in the NL West, baby. Have a good day. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go. Woo. What a weekend for baseball. I'm going to talk about it more coming up later in trending, but I mean, perfect weather out at Oracle. The
Beautiful.
Games were all exciting. We had walk-off wins. I mean, everything was there. And yes, the Giants swept the Mariners.
How was pre-gaming on Friday?
You know, it was good other than all the tuna burps that I had.
Ew.
Because I was drinking a couple beers down there with some friends, and then, you know, anything carbonated, and then I'm instantly burping up tuna juice. I stopped and bought a pack of gum on the way because I was like, I got to try to get this taste out of my mouth. But it was on my hands, you know, because I had to open the cans of the tuna juice. It's like my hands, I couldn't get the tuna smell.
And you were
off.
Telling your buddies to smell your fingers.
Yeah, smell this. You know what, Selena, though, Jess actually came with me and had a couple jerky drinks.
You should have gone, Selena. It was fun. There was a lot of people. I liked seeing that everybody was just in such
a good
vibe.
Out there.
Like, yeah.
It was packed at Momo's. Everyone was like, opening day in San Francisco was one of the most fun days to be out mm-hmm. in the city. And on a day like that where it was like sunny and hot,
The weather was perfect.
Oh my God.
It is nice seeing everybody walking around back out here, you know, in their Giants gear whenever it's a game day.
And you wouldn't know. You didn't go. You were. Where did you go instead?
Why are you guys not supportive of my gym journey? You guys are like so mad.
Every other day.
I had to go. And I'm proud of myself that I went. Thank you very much.
Jess, you're a real one.
Thank you, Graham. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming with me. It was a good time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Well, now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So TikTok is still alive for now.
Wait, what happened?
Trump says that, you know, he was working on a deal to save TikTok. Remember, China has to sell to a U.S. company. Well, apparently his tariffs announcement derailed whatever deal had been set. So he had to postpone it another 75 days.
Oh, how convenient. Those tariffs have derailed a lot of things, mostly people's 401ks. Take a moment and say your goodbyes to the Warriors' win streak. It ended at 5 games. The Houston Rockets came to town and beat the Warriors last night at Chase Center 106-96. Steph Curry, who had been on fire in recent games, suddenly could not find the basket. He finished the game with just 3 points on 1 of 10 shooting. Woof. With just 4 games left in the regular season, the Warriors are currently in 6th place in the Western Conference, but they are still jockeying for playoff position as they currently have the same overall record as 3 other teams. They're all bunched up right there.
Nice. The morning commuters, prepare for a wet drive. The light drizzle and patchy fog will linger for a little bit and fade off by noon. Highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s. And as of now, this should be the only wet day of the week, but I shall keep you updated.
Hey, Libra besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 9.
Ooh. Oh.
With Mercury now direct... I don't know what the hell that means. The lines of communication in your relationship and at work have finally fully opened up. The fog is cleared and you can hear each other once again. Take advantage and say what you've been thinking.
Mercury's direct because it's not in retrograde anymore. Thank God.
This is great news.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leslie from San Jose. Happy Monday. In addition to an amazing Giants win weekend, our Warriors killed it also. We beat LA, we beat the Lakers, we beat the Nuggets. We didn't beat the Rockets yesterday, but it wasn't that far. But hey, we beat LA, we beat the Nuggets, and we're in the top 5. So let's go, baby.
Let's go! Oh no, why aren't we going?
Well, she said we're in the top 5. I got Warriors in the 6th place currently, but again,
we're in top 6.
They have the exact same record as the Clippers, who are right above them at the exact same record, 46-32. Timberwolves in 7th at 46-32. Grizzlies in the 8th seed at 46-32. So there's 4 games left. A lot can happen in this little jockeying for playoff positioning here, but you want to be 6 or above.
And doesn't hearing, because I didn't watch, but doesn't like beating LA bring you so much joy?
Nothing
all the time.
Brings
like,
me
it just
more
feels
joy.
So good. I just get all like tickly and warm on the inside.
Yeah.
You know? All right, Graham, what's the new Tinder?
All right, move over, Tinder. We don't need you anymore. We're going offline dating now. And where everyone is doing it now?
IRL?
Running clubs, you guys. Running clubs are the new hot place to meet other singles. So if you're not if you're striking out on the dating apps, never fear. Just get those running shoes out and join your local running club. Apparently, there more and more of them are popping up, and they're saying this is a great way to meet people because it's a low pressure environment. You know, it's not necessarily not everyone there is to meet someone, but there are a lot of singles there. And if nothing else, if you don't meet anybody. You get a great workout. What do you guys think? Would you ever try? Because if you were single, both you ladies are not. If you were single, would you ever try a running club as a way to meet someone?
Not me, personally. What,
why not?
Because I don't. I just don't like to run.
Have you ever run before?
I did one time in 6th grade.
Oh God!
And that was it. That was the last time.
I don't remember the last time I've like actually.
And
ran.
She said
but
never.
I know, actually, a couple weeks ago, I had to run because my kids were running away from me in public, and I had to chase them.
So it was like about 10 yards.
Yeah,
yard
it wasn't a long distance or anything. However, although it's not for me, I do think that this is a great way. So I know like once a week, I think Wednesdays. I don't know. There's like people run at Lake Merritt.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my girlfriends, who is single, was telling me about it.
Uh-huh.
And she said that this is the way to go because all the guys
are fit.
Yeah, and they're taking their shirts off and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, like, all sweaty. So there's that. She also said...
The girls take their shirts off, too?
I guess if you want. I don't know.
I didn't know if that was, like, a thing to do at this particular running club.
She said there is a downside.
Yeah.
Because if you're actually running, though, then that means you're also getting gross and sweaty. And maybe you don't want to be seen like that.
Yeah, but everybody's in the same situation. Mm-hmm. There's something about, you know, the endorphins are going because it's a good workout.
But it is a thing.
Shared experience.
Yeah. Because I also think I kind of rather somebody see me, like, a little bit gross and a little bit sweaty and... You know,
and
not
like
my
you.
Best. Yeah, that way it's like when I do dress up, they're like, oh my gosh, who is this person? So I would try this.
I would too. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea. The thought of like going to a singles event at a bar or something that's been set up, like that's too much pressure. Like there's pressure there. I don't want to go to a speed dating thing. I don't know. I'd be uncomfortable. But going out and like running and maybe you meet someone, maybe you don't, running mm-hmm. club, and you get a good workout. Nonetheless,
isn't it weird how this is completely acceptable, but getting a good workout at a gym and meeting somebody, like, totally not okay. Like, don't talk to anyone.
Yeah, don't look at anyone.
Why is that?
I think because this is a club, so you know that there's going to be some socializing going on, and that's okay, versus at the gym. Like, I'm going by myself, have my headphones on.
That makes sense.
I feel like I see more and more of these running clubs, like groups of people out running, or there was a track by the house that we just moved away from, and... You would see these like groups out there running, and they were not. I'm like, this is not the high school team. It's not a college team. This is just like a group of people that are out there running, getting in shape. And there was some talent in there, you guys.
Really?
I almost joined the running club, you know, unofficially. I just ran along near them. I was like, wow, this looks like fun.
And there is no pressure because then, like you said, Graham, if it doesn't work out or
no
you don't
deal.
Really meet anyone, then it's kind of like, well, guess I'm still doing
now
something.
Now that you know, I mean, it's all single people trying to meet each other. Do you think your wife would even let you join a running club, Graham?
No, I'm not. I don't want to join one now, but I'm saying if I was younger and single, I would join a running club.
You.
No, I'm not joining a running club now. Serena, what do you think it would take you to run? Like, if we had a JV show challenge, like, and you had to run a mile, would you?
Oh, my God.
How many minutes do you think it would take?
I don't even think that would be physically possible.
You could do it. You've been working out. You're in great shape right now. That's the thing. I feel like you could, of all the times I've known you, like, I feel like you could do it.
I don't think I can. I feel like my asthma would kick in. I would need inhaler breaks. Like, it's not good.
Do you think you could do it under 20 minutes?
Under 20? You could do that walking. I was hoping she could do it under 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay, 15?
Yeah.
Under 15?
Under 15.
Maybe 15.
Okay.
All right, we'll set it up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. This is Joanna from Manteca, and I was just wondering if you guys were going to address the rumors that Chidi's coming back and let us know when. Thanks. Have a great day.
Are there rumors out there?
She's been posting.
Oh, yeah.
So then they're not rumors.
They're not rumors. I guess it's confirmation.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's kind of. And people, like, our hopes are high, but Chidi will be back working for our company, not full-time with our show.
Yet.
But we're still pushing that.
Yeah, we're hoping to at least initially have her in one day a week or something like that.
Just so I can read her dang tweets.
Yeah, so get back to having some fun with her. So we'll keep you guys posted. All right, so we haven't been watching White Lotus. I'm still on season one.
Oh, my
God. I just cannot skip ahead to season three. Jess, you're saying that, like, each season doesn't have anything to do with the next.
Yeah.
But I have to go in order.
Okay.
It's very OCD of me, but I can't.
I'm with you. Yeah, I got to start from the beginning. It's on my list.
So if you've been watching this latest season of White Lotus, though, you're probably familiar with Rick Hatchett, who is played by Walton Goggins. And you can see this photo of him at JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram, I guess, because of him. And maybe if you watch the show, you can give us a little bit more context. Women are swooning over this guy.
Interesting.
Because he is, I don't know, charismatic on the show or whatever. You can fill in the blanks. But they're declaring receding hairlines hot.
The receding hairline.
The receding hairline is in, thanks to this guy right here.
Interesting. Well, what do you ladies think? I mean, look at the picture of JV Morning Show. What do you think about this guy?
It's not for me. It's not.
Walter Goggins.
It's the Walter Goggins effect is what they're calling it online.
He's like a handsome guy.
Yes, but I wouldn't consider the receding hairline like a hot thing that I'm looking for. If that makes sense.
Doesn't it depend how far it's receded?
Probably.
Yeah, and it's also, I guess it's not so, so bad on him because he's still, like, able to style it and it's long. But, you know, you look at, like, Prince William, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, just shave it off.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's beyond receded. You're bald.
That's gone.
Yeah.
He's still hanging on. There's a little bit. It's, like, patchy, but it's there, but yeah. It's not. You know?
No, just get rid of it.
So I think this is a little bit different.
See, but I think women are liking the receding hairline just on him. Because I think it has to do with the rest of the features of your face as well.
Also, it's a personality thing from what I've been reading online with the character.
So he's likable.
I guess, but receding hairline.
See, that goes to show you, though. Personality can sometimes outweigh some of the features.
It can. I've always said that. It can.
So I told you I had a buddy that went to Turkey and got one of those hair, you know. Transplant
yes.
things, mm-hmm. like did the surgery or whatever. And it took a long time. The recovery takes a long time for the little seedlings to start growing or whatever. And then he's finally got it. But now he's got, like, the perfect hairline with no recession whatsoever. And
oh, that's not in anymore. He's got to go back.
So now does he have to start plucking it out to get it to come back on the sides a little bit?
Wait, so how does that work? Because obviously that patch of hair in the front is like the new hair, right? Is that patch going to stay there for longer than the rest of the hair? So then he's going to lose the rest of his hair and just have like a front patch?
That's a good question.
Because I feel like that's what would happen, right?
I mean,
yeah, that's a good question. I never thought about that.
If he loses the rest of his hair, yeah. But, I mean, not all men.
Yeah, some guys just have, like, the receding hairline. It comes back quite a bit.
Or it would recede, and then there would be a gap between the...
Yeah, if it keeps receding, he's going to have to go get fills.
Then you just do a comb back. You could just do, instead of a comb over, you just do a comb back.
I can't.
And nobody would know. You just comb it back.
Everyone knows because you look down to tie your shoe, and there's something over your head.
Flops forward all funny. Yeah.
All right. But if you want to go check out the Walton Goggins effect, that sounds so weird. JV Morning Show on our Instagram story.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Firefest 2 is already a disaster.
What are you talking about?
So we talked about this before. Remember the thing, the festival is going down in Mexico, mm-hmm. or was. I mean, nobody really knew what was going on because Mexican officials were like, no, we've never heard of this festival. Didn't sign off on anything. There's no paperwork. There's no permits filed. And this is definitely not a good look for the guy in charge, Billy McFarland, who scammed his way through the first fire.
Right.
Right.
We all remember that. So here's the update. There are text messages from one of the event producers for Firefest saying that they've been backstabbed by Mexican officials. He said, quote, they effed us. He says they're completely lying to the public by saying they've never heard of Firefest, even though they have all the documentation, they have all the permits, they have all the paperwork, which they will expose and post publicly. They're like, look, we don't know why they're lying. Basically, the Mexican officials are trying to scam them. Give them a taste of their own medicine, if you ask me.
Smart.
But moving forward, it's not going down in Mexico. So now the thing, which is about to kick off, doesn't have a venue.
Wait, they're fully pulling out because of this?
They're going to have to pull out because Mexico isn't, like, taking it seriously. What? Like, they're not allowing it. They're lying, saying that they didn't file papers, which they have all the paperwork.
There's one thing that if you want to get some business done here, and that's money. If you spend the money, you can get the event done in Mexico, right? Put up the money, put your money where your mouth is.
That's what I thought.
And they can make it happen, which leads me to believe maybe they don't have quite enough funding.
I think this is an excuse.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, either way, the government of Playa del Carmen, where it was supposed to go down, mm-hmm. they issued a statement saying no such event with that name will take place in our city. So it's not happening there. They have to find somewhere else.
Yikes.
Dude.
Because, I mean, we're about a month and a half away from this event, and still there was
it goes down next month.
Yeah, and there was one person that was announced at this point. Like, come on.
There was?
Remember, I forgot who it was that said he was going to be there. It was like some random...
Oh, Antonio Brown.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we don't want him. Didn't he just get arrested for something? I thought I saw something. Oh. I can't remember. I didn't look
into
the headline.
So they lost their lineup then.
Their entire lineup is in jail right now.
I thought he was like at a Walmart with his you know what out. But I don't know. Can you look at that? I didn't.
Yes.
I just saw a post about it and I didn't. I'm not going to spread information if it's not accurate. So I don't know.
Go ahead, Grandma.
Can't verify that. All right. Drizzly, sprinkly, morning. Wait, I still want. No, I'm not done talking about Fyre Festival yet because I did make a prediction that Fyre Festival 2 was going to be a success just because of the like the notoriety of the whole thing. And I figured if they were going to throw a second one that they would, it would be so ironclad that to run a good event that it would be a success because of that. You know, like right. You can't have any of these missteps. And yet here we are having these missteps again. You would have thought they would have teamed up with some event, you know, concert promotion group that wouldn't let this thing fail, you know, that would take care of just the intangibles here, the venue and those sorts of things. And then sure, it's up to the, you know, Fyre Festival that whatever his name, I forget his name. I'm blanking
Billy
out right
McFarlane.
Now. Yes. Him to make sure they secures a good lineup and pull this thing off. But you can't, there's no way you can throw an event, especially if it is international, right? Because, or even if it's any big festival, people need to know in advance where they're booking their plane tickets to and where they're booking a hotel to and
blocking up their calendar. Right, how is this going to work logistically? Like, how is anyone going to go to this?
You can't announce, you got to give people a lot of advance warning on that. Like, you know, people know the date of Outside Lands and they know the date of Coachella. They know the date of Bottle Rock. You know, like, you know these things way out in advance. So you go, can book travel there.
What sucks is there's probably a lot of people who already booked flights
and already have their tickets right ahead of time.
This is bizarre.
It's already a mess.
Very
and
bizarre.
I don't see anything about Antonio Brown being arrested.
Okay, good. Yeah, just a post I saw and I was like, uh-oh, it's not good for him.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, drizzly, sprinkly morning here in the Bay Area with this little wet spot to start the week. Should be drying up by later today. And then forecasters are saying we're in right back into a heating trend. Things are going to be warming up, and this could be potentially dangerous, they say, for a couple of reasons. First, as it gets hotter, more people are going to be heading to our local beaches to cool off and whatnot. Right now, we've been experiencing a bunch of sneaker waves that have just been pounding our coastline, so you need to watch out for that. Use extra caution, they say, if you're going to the beach or walking along the water anywhere, because those waves can sneak up on you in a hurry, hence why they're called sneaker waves.
Not because they wear cute shoes.
Right. But the heat could also be the beginning of what could be a very long, dry summer, which we know is very dangerous for our fire season, because they say the long-term forecast for the rest of April, there's no real rain in sight. Looks like we're going to be in a very, very dry spell. So this is not, you know, April showers bring May flowers. That's not going to be the case because, we got a little showers this morning. But outside of that, it's going to be warm and very, very dry. And then we know that as the months progress into summer, the likelihood of any more substantial rain drops off, obviously. So it could be that this is just us heading into a very extended dry weather pattern, which very scary for the drought, fire season, all that. We've had three pretty good wet winters in a row, but that can all change in a hurry when everything just dries up.
All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to give a shout out to my daughters, Scarlett, Adeline, and my wonderful husband, Joseph. I love you guys. I know you're probably on your way to school, so I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Bye.
Have a great day.
Yeah, have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening to our show.
We were also talking about the Walton Goggins effect. I know you're like, what the hell does that mean? He's an actor, plays Rick Hatchett. Is that the name on White Lotus? And because of this character, women are declaring receding hairlines hella hot.
Hey, JV Show fans. Eric from San Francisco here. I know we just talked about Walter Goggins from White Lotus. Very underrated actor. Fun fact, he has his own sunglass brand. It is called Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. Look it up.
Oh my God.
Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. It's not easy.
Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses.
And his name's not Walter, right? He said Walter at the start of that talkback, but it's Walton, right?
That's
everyone. Walton. People probably say Walter on accident glasses. All the time, yeah.
Yeah. I cannot say that. Walton Goggins Goggle
Walton
Goggins goggle glasses.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're good at that. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
The secret to getting your wife to stop nagging is to her more. Simple as that.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I thought they usually said no to that.
No.
All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos, so keep your guesses PG, please. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess on the newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. Right. And once you leave that guess, you know, just sit back and wait. But I would hope that you'd get it in quick because you got to be the very first correct answer of the morning to win the JV Show Chug Mug.
And we're going
to
play some talkbacks next, so get those guesses in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and you win this JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. The secret to getting your wife to stop nagging is to her more. Simple as that.
It seems like a good life easy hack. Is this going to be yeah, like help a lot of us guys out?
No, it definitely is.
All right, I'm listening.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
What up, JV Show? Happy Monday. This is Tariq from Brentwood. I hope you guys are having a good morning so far. I think the mystery word is spoil. All right, guys, have a good day.
Spoil her more. Yes.
Great, guys.
That sounds like a lot of work.
But that's one way to get her to quit nagging.
Right, but we want like something like
something easier,
work smarter, not harder sort of tip that you give us.
Good morning, JV Show. I almost said, hey, Google. This is Tanya from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is feed. Thank you.
Feed her more, yeah.
Now, that's a very popular guest this morning.
Wives and be hungry.
They are, and they wives be hangry is what you should be saying there, because, boy, you guys get grumpy when you're hungry. So do us guys.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Shannon from San Jose, and I'm going to say compliment.
Compliment her more. These are all great guesses and all things you should be doing.
Yes.
All right, continue to get those guesses in on the talkback mic on the iHeart Radio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. The secret to getting your wife to stop nagging is to her more. Simple as that.
We would if you'd let us.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
I don't know how it
maybe
works
you're
in
just
your
not
household
approaching it right.
Got it.
Well, we don't know what that bleeped out word is. Just remember, this is a family show. We leave your guesses. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eric, Harmony, and Belia from Fremont. And our guess is the word date. Date or more. Have a good day.
That's a great guess.
I like that.
I think that's a good thing. That is a good thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of these you should be doing anyways.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Armando calling from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is cherish. You want to cherish your wife more. All right, thank you all. Have a good Monday.
Yep.
Wow, listen to that.
Cherish your wife
does
more.
Does that make you swoon a little bit? Hear a guy say that you should cherish your wife more?
Yeah.
It's true.
You should, like, worship the ground I walk on, kiss my feet. You know,
how does
all that
one,
stuff
as a, you know, I think a good husband, but we should all aspire to be even a better husband. Yep. How does one cherish our wife more? I don't know how to do that.
I think
like, what do I do? Tell me like what that means to you.
I think by showing appreciation.
Yeah. Even like little hugs here and there when you're not expecting them. That feels so nice.
And I can just be like, I just cherish you. I could just say it, right?
No, you have to act
you
on it.
Yeah.
But I'm so
we just told you.
Little hugs throughout
little
the day.
Little hugs, little kisses, little gifts.
Yeah, money. A lot of gifts. Mostly gifts.
Oh, okay. I'm out.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christy.
And Marie.
From Pleasant Hill. And we think the bleeped out word is?
Listen.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Listen.
That was a very popular guest this morning.
More.
Yeah, but more. We were talking about how to get him to stop nagging. So just listen to the nagging more.
No, listen to what we're saying, because a lot of the times
the nagging has actual meaning in it.
We tell you exactly what's wrong, but you don't listen.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
It's like you hear it, but you're not listening. There's a difference.
Good morning, JV Show. Megan from Santa Cruz. I think the bleep that word is help. Help her more. We all like that. Have a good day. Bye.
Help her more. Here's today's clip. Unbleeped. The secret to getting your wife to stop nagging is to help her more. Simple as that.
Sounds like a lot of
very
work.
Wow.
Graham, do guys actually think that we ask for a lot as women?
Yes.
Sometimes you do.
But it's
sometimes
what we
do too
things,
when we get sick, you know? And we need someone to care for us
but
24
like,
hours a day.
When I hear a guy say like, oh my God, all she does is nag, I assume that's just like around the house. But if you did your part around the house, we
that's
wouldn't have
point
to nag you to pick up your socks and hang that towel up and do this and do that.
You're right.
Got
you
know? It. Got it.
So
I don't leave my socks around and I don't leave
all
my towel not
do
hung up. And I don't leave my towel not hung up. So there, take that. I guess I am doing my part. Got it. All right, let's give some shout-outs. Let's give some shout-outs. Not as many shout-outs to give as I thought we might have. I thought a lot of people would be on this one. But Megan in Santa Cruz, she had the very first correct answer. What's up, Megan? What's up? JV Show number one in Santa Cruz, obviously. Just check the updated ratings. A few other people got it correct this morning, but not quite in time. Jessica and Alameda had it. So did Edgar in Richmond. TJ in Livermore. What's up, TJ? What's up? Martha in Napa. Shout-out to Napa. Jen in South City had it. So did Jennifer in Stockton.
Love that.
Nice. Again, I thought more people would be on that one.
Me
but
too.
I guess people
it's
don't want to help
Very
their wives.
True. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Philly Phil from San Francisco, a.k.a. Plea Garden on the gram. Send a DM to Graham on X or Twitter, but who uses that? Anyways, can I get a happy belated birthday shout-out for myself? It was yesterday. And yeah, 26 like you guys, give or take 20 years. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, that's a great point.
And I apologize. I don't really reach. I don't X, if you want to call it that, or Twitter's not my preferred social media any longer.
Right. What is your preferred for those who don't know?
Mostly use Instagram.
Instagram. Okay. There
you
know, we go.
Graham underscore 949. You want to slide into the DMs, hop in over there. But Twitter is usually just our buddy said he said disagreeing with everything I've ever said on the show. So I don't check it as often.
Let's say good morning to Channing. Hi, Channing.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. How was the weekend?
It was good. Too Short.
You hung out with Too Short?
Yeah, the rapper.
No, I wish.
Oh,
nah, just a
the
short.
Weekend was Too Short. Got it.
You hung out with The Weekend and Too Short? That sounds like a party.
Channing, we got your chance to win tickets for Halsey. All you have to do is win the JV Show Yep Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct and you win, okay?
All right, let's go.
All right, here's question number 1. If the stock market is referred to as a bull market, is that optimistic or pessimistic?
That is optimistic.
Yep.
Not going to see one of those anytime soon. Have you checked the stock market today? It's getting pounded.
No, I don't want to look, Randall.
Global markets are in turmoil right now. All right, question number 2. Finish this iconic Steven Spielberg movie title. Close Encounters of the Third Blank.
This one.
Close Encounters of the Third what?
Generation?
Nope.
Good guess.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Third Kind.
Is the name of the movie.
It's okay. You're allowed to miss one. You're allowed to miss one. So let's move on to question number 3. Lederhosen is a traditional clothing item mainly from what country?
Lederhosen.
The Netherlands?
Nope. That's a good guess. That's right. You threw him off, Selena, with
your... Yeah, because you were doing your Netherlands impression.
Well, we said it regular after that. Lederhosen.
Right.
The correct answer is Germany.
Germany. Yeah. Could have taken Switzerland or Austria there. They were all in that early Lederhosen adoption area.
Darn.
All right, question number 4. A bicentennial celebration would be a celebration of how many years?
Bicentennial would be 50 years.
Nope.
The bicentennial is 200. 200.
Oh. No.
Dang it.
I would have guessed 52.
No. Gosh, dang it. Channing. Hey, you got one. You got one.
Those were tough. I think
those
they were tough.
They were. But you did not.
It's a Monday.
Then there's that. Yeah, so you didn't win the JV Show Yep Nope game. But we're glad you had a good weekend. Hung out with Too Short in the weekend. That's amazing.
Yeah, that, I mean.
You know, we really enjoyed,
from that,
enjoyed having you on. You know, we still had fun. Don't hang up. Jess is going to pick up in the next room and chat with you, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys. Right. Have a great week.
You too. Hang on.
Lederhosen. I knew you were gonna say it like that. Lederhosen.
Graham, we got some shout-outs.
Yeah, just a couple DMs this morning. People slid on in there. I got one here that says, hey, Graham, dad in your DMs. Wanted to see if you could give a big happy birthday to our newly minted teenager, Jordan, who turns 13 today. Jordan, we love you. We're so proud of you and all that you've accomplished in life. It's a new chapter for you, and we can't wait to see what life will bring you. We love you so much. Happy birthday. That's from Dad, Mom, Woo! Justin, and Ben. And in parentheses, the dog. Benny is the dog. So happy, happy birthday, Jordan.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Teenager now. That's a big one. Another one here. Morning, Graham. Just want to say what's up to the JV show. Want to see if you guys can give a B-Day shout out to Allie Bunny. She turned 9 yesterday, and that her mom and dad and sisters love you lots. Also, a B-Day shout out to our oldest, Rosalinda, who turns 20 today. Hope you guys have a good day and keep on keeping on. That is from our buddy Jose. So what happy birthday to Rosalinda and happy belated birthday to Allie Bunny.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a great
You think
point.
Allie's actually a bunny or just that's...
I think it's just a cute nickname.
Got it. One more here. Hey, Graham, want to give a belated birthday shout out to my daughter, Grace. She turned 9 on Friday. Just wanted you guys to wish her happy birthday. That's from Mom, Dad, and Destiny. So happy belated
happy birthday,
Grace. Hope you had a great birthday weekend.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to today's hottest trending...
You guys... Graham, can I get an alert or can I get some something?
Big news.
Selena's made it on Shark Tank, you guys. No? Any excitement? Okay.
Let's build it up. I'm going to give you some bigger music
here, and then you really build this news up.
Like, let the Bay Area know that this is something they should really care about. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Guys, the city of Selena's made it on Shark Tank. They made it big and struck a deal.
We need details.
Talk to us about the deal. Let's hype it up. Must have been something revolutionary. The biggest thing that's ever come out of Selena's other than the two of yous.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's a compliment.
No, I mean, I can't think of anything else. It's great.
The standards are low, but still a compliment.
The bar's low, so right now, you guys have the 1 and 2 seed.
Yeah, this might actually be a lot better than what we've done so far. But his name is Jesus Rubalcaba, and he's the creator of Paper Tacos, which is a Spanglish greeting cards company. Now... you might be thinking there's a lot of other companies out there that have greeting cards, right?
Hallmark sort of got the market cornered. Yeah. What makes his card so much better?
Hallmark doesn't target the Spanglish-speaking community.
Okay.
We have certain sayings that are in Spanish that when you translate them, they just don't hit the same when you translate them in English.
Got it.
And there's a lot of like cultural references that he makes in these greeting cards. So he pitched this on Shark Tank in their latest episode that aired on Friday. He was seeking $120,000 for...
Ooh, what kind of sales does he got?
He has some pretty good sales.
Okay. These are things I want to know if I'm going to invest or not.
Right. He wanted 10% stake in his... I mean, he was offering 10% stake in his business.
That's a pretty big valuation on the company.
Yeah. A lot of the sharks wanted more. They wanted like 35%, 30%, something like that. They were able to strike a deal somewhere in the middle, though, with Mark Cuban, you guys, in the end. So I thought this was pretty cool because, you know.
Are you more excited about the product that he is pushing or the fact that he's from Selena's?
Yeah, which one is the bigger deal?
More about the fact that he's from Selena's, but it helps that it's because of it helps that the product has to do like with our culture.
That part, cool.
See, that part I'm excited about. Now my ears are perked up. I want to invest. And then I hear he's from Selena's.
Hey!
And for that reason, I'm out.
Jess, don't you kind of feel like you should be, I don't know, you live in San Mateo now.
San Mateo.
You know what I mean? Maybe you want the Bay to like adopt you. You know, shouldn't she just kind of be like...
But I think you should never forget
more excited
where
about
you
San Mateo.
From.
I forgot. It's the best thing I ever did.
I am excited. Wow!
Yeah, never forget where you came from, unless it's Selena's.
But this is exciting. If San Mateo gets on Shark Tank, of course I'm going to be so happy because I love San Mateo now. But I can't forget about my little old Selena's because I still love it.
Like if somebody asked me where I was from Selena's, I'd be like, oh, you know, Central Coast, Central California. You know, like I'd give them a broader region.
Gotta
sounds
get
fancier.
Mr. Magazine Street. Gotta get the trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so Taylor Swift and Blake Lively, they're on speaking terms again, you guys. Okay. Remember Taylor? She was very put off by the fact that her name was mentioned twice in Justin Baldoni and Blake's legal mess because she did not want to be brought into anything. If you need a little refresher, remember... Taylor just showed up to Blake's house one night to hang out, and Justin Baldoni was there, and Blake had just gotten telling him about some script changes she wanted, and Taylor had to go along with it, like, yeah, those are great ideas. And then Justin just felt ambushed by Blake Taylor and Ryan Reynolds, who was also there. And then, you know, on Taylor's side, she had no idea that there was like a business meeting going on. So she felt used by Blake. And then, you know, she only showed up to hang with her bestie. Now that hangout was part of a lawsuit. And she was like, bro, what is going on? Well, apparently Blake reached out to her and apologized. So they are back talking again. They are able to work everything out and they are back being friends.
I still don't think we'll be seeing them out in public all like friendly.
I don't think I agree with that because just the legal mess is still brewing. It's still going on and Taylor does not want to be dragged into any of that. So I think she's going to keep her distance, but there's
still
gonna
see, like,
friendship.
The girl squad out.
Yeah, not now.
Out canoodling, I don't think. Yeah.
Diddy facing new criminal charges. So prosecutors just filed their third superseding indictment, which basically means it's the same indictment, but with some changes. So here the feds are adding on two additional charges, one for sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, and another for transportation to engage in prostitution. And these new charges stem from victim two. We don't know this person's identity. It has not been made public, but we do know that there are four victims. Victim one is Cassie. She's the only one whose identity we know. They didn't say it publicly, but it's pretty clear since there are references to a hotel beating video in that case. So we know it's her. Also, we're just learning that victim one, Cassie, is prepared to not only testify in the trial, but she will do so under her own name. She is going to go by Cassie. Her identity is not going to be hidden like the other three victims. And, you know, that is obviously because they don't want to be subjected to harassment or anything else that comes along with this. So, again, the trial, we're less than a month away. It kicks off May 5th. And he's facing, in total, two counts of sex trafficking, two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, and one count of racketeering. So now that total has been brought up to five charges.
So is this like the main trial? I know he's just facing a whole bunch of stuff. It's hard to keep track of all the different allegations and things against him and people that have come forward and said, this is like the trial?
This is the trial, the criminal trial.
And when's it starting again?
May 5th.
Dude.
I know.
When will we know if it's going to be a public trial?
I don't know.
I don't think it will be.
I know.
Do you? Because you're going to have victims that want to protect their identities.
These three other victims, they requested to stay anonymous. So.
And you're going to have Diddy's lawyers that are arguing like crazy to keep, because they want to, it's damage control for it. They don't want people seeing him in court.
Right.
And seeing in that light and then hearing the testimony and stuff about him. They're going to fight to keep that thing closed door as well.
Yeah. So May 5th. It's almost here. Wow. Graham, what do you have?
All right, we have to talk about the baseball weekend that was for our San Francisco Giants because it was awesome, you guys. The home opener on Friday was one for the history books. Beautiful day at Oracle Park, and the Giants beat the Mariners in very thrilling fashion, coming from behind to win it. With a walk-off in the bottom of the 11th inning, sent the runner there. I thought the Giants were going to blow that game. I was extremely, I think we were all stressed out and worried, but they ended up pulling that win off. The Giants then beat the Mariners on Saturday 4-1. And then yesterday, get your brooms out, because with a series sweep on the line and with two outs in the ninth and the game tied, Wilmer Flores came into the game to pinch hit. Hadn't had an at bat that entire game. He hit a walk-off single to win the game 5-4, and the Giants swept the Mariners. Let's go!
Let's go!
The Giants are now 8-1 to start the season. This is their best start since 2003. Which is an incredible start to the year. I don't think many people had the Giants pegged as, I don't know, being this team that they are, but there's something about this team right now. There's a vibe. They're having fun.
News.
It's fun to watch. Giants are going to begin a three-game series against the Reds. Again, this is at home at Oracle Park. First pitch tonight, if you'd like to go, 6:45.
Love it.
Let's go, Giants.
And everybody has a new man crush. Adames?
Oh, yeah, Willie Adames.
Everybody loves
dude's
him.
He's a stud.
Do you have a man crush on him? I need to see him. Can we post him? I haven't seen him. All right, that's going to be on JV Morning Show on our Instagram story shortly.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, what's going on in your life?
All right, little bit of a situation I'm going to lay down. You guys tell me, and you listening, you can use the talkback. Tell me what you think I should do in this scenario. So there's this guy that I know. We knew each other growing up. We were never like super close friends. We've kind of reconnected a little bit since I moved back to Napa. And while we were still under construction on the house, this has been going on for quite some time, He had asked me one time because he has this old RV trailer, this big, you know, long RV thing, and it's in need of some work. And his plan was to fix it up, and I don't know if he wants to live in it or use it as, like, you know, take it on vacations or whatever. And he had been storing it on his parents' property, and they live pretty close to where my wife and I just got done building. And so he had popped by one time, and he's like, hey, my parents they're trying to sell their property currently. He's like, they don't want this old trailer on their property. Do you mind if I drive it over and drop it off at your guys' place while they have a showing for their place? Because they didn't want it there. It's kind of ugly. Okay. And they don't want it on the property when they're showing the house. They want to sell this place. Mm-hmm. So I said, yeah, sure. You know, this guy's kind of gone through some stuff. And I figured, you know, like, do him a favor, help him out. So I was like, yeah, just bring it over. You can drop it off. But just to let you know, just leave it one night. That's all. As soon as the showing is done, you come pick this thing up the next day and haul it out of there. Because I told this to my wife, Kate, and she's like, you know, if you let him leave that there, it's going to stay there forever. And I was like, no, it's not. He gave me his word that he'd come pick it up the next day. So the day arrives, he comes, drops this big, massive, not good looking trailer off on our property. Because we got some extra space out there where we just built, drop it off there. And sure enough, his parents had their showing of their place that day. And the very next day, boom, the thing is gone. He came and picked it up. Just like, you know, he honored his words. And nice. I said, see that, Kate? He told me he was going to pick it up, and he did.
Okay.
Well, fast forward like maybe a month later or something, same text comes through. Hey, they've got another showing at the property. It didn't sell that last time. They've got another showing. They want the trailer gone. Can I come drop it off again? And I just responded, yeah, sure. But remember,
One night.
Now, just to update you, that one night has now turned into more than, I think, 200 nights because
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Thing has been on the property since, I don't know when that was, I think October 1st. Maybe it was September 1st. Either way, it's been up in there a very long time. Now, look, it wasn't a big deal when the house was under construction. I got construction stuff everywhere and debris. But now as we've moved in and I've gotten the property more cleaned up, now I'm staring at this hunk of rusting metal
out my
window, just blocking what would be the view. You know, that's what my view is looking at. Instead, it's looking at a hunk of rusted
the audacity of this guy, though. Like, who does that?
Now, look, he's gone through some stuff. And so, you know, part of me feels a little bit bad, but also part of me, like, the agreement was, you know, one night. And then as we went through the winter, the thing, it's real muddy where it is. So, like, you can't get it then. And then this is as we exchanged messages and the excuses. Well, maybe they're not excuses. Maybe they're legitimate reasons. But so maybe I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, the transmission went out on his truck and then some other things. And then this happened. And then he was out of town this time. And then text him like, hey, nice and dry weather.
Convenient.
No, not muddy right now. You can come sweep this thing now. And then something else happened. And then out. You know what? I'll be there Monday. And okay, I'm ready. The gate's unlocked. Just come on in. You can pick it up whenever. And then that was like, eight Mondays ago, and then there was another time, and then 2 weeks ago, there was another set in stone. I for sure am coming today to get it. And then, you know what today is actually? Today, this Monday is actually another one of the days that it should be happening between 10 and noon. My hopes aren't up, you know, at this point, because I know it's going to happen. Do I just own this thing now, or because it's not going to be some easy feat for me to unload this hunk of rusty metal? I don't know what to do.
Right, and what does your wife have to say about this?
Yeah, she was obviously the world's biggest I told you so, because I was like, look, he got
she
it after...
She did tell you, Graham.
He got it after one day last time, so, you know,
God.
I thought that, you know, that was going to repeat itself.
You have
and that
to just have it towed.
Rather
like,
nice. Like, where to?
I mean, can you complain to like the city or something, and they come pick it up, and you act like somebody just abandoned it, and then when he asks you about it, you say you don't know what happened.
I don't know that it works like that, where you can just call the city and they'll come call away your garbage. But
like if somebody leaves, like at least I assumed, like if somebody just like abandons a car on a street and like residents complain, like, hey, this car's been parked here for a month or whatever. Like,
I guess.
So do you have to give him an ultimatum then and tell him that? Because you can't just have that happen without you giving him a warning, unless you want to lose him as a friend.
Right. See, I feel like I've slowly been applying more and more pressure, like with the text, like, hey, not muddy there. You can go grab it, you know, now. Now it'll be, next week looks nice and dry. It'd be a great time. And today of all days, it starts off raining this morning. Yeah, like, this morning's not the morning to get it, so it'll probably be like, oh, it was too rainy and muddy back there. Rest of the week looks nice and dry, though. Can we get it one of those days?
Do you care about losing him as a friend? You said you weren't close.
We weren't that close.
But clearly, he doesn't really have much respect for you.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but what if all these things are true and that there are reasons why you couldn't get
it? What if you offered to drive it to him?
If it was you, you know you would have made it happen.
Drive it to him and then Uber back to your house.
Problem. Yeah, but it's not a drivable thing. I'd have to get it towed. Like, then either I have to pay to get it towed or, and also by now, just a spoiler alert, the tires are flat on it.
Great.
So things not going to roll. Oh, it didn't look like it was very rollable before, and now it looks very less rollable, and I don't need to be the guy out there pumping up the tires on the thing and then hooking it to the hitch on my 4Runner and trying to pull it out of there.
Maybe tell him that you got a ticket because of it, or that you got some sort of fine because of it, and now he really has to move it, or he's going to have to pay that money.
I just don't think that's going to... I just don't know that that's going to light a fire. Trust me. I feel like I've lit the fire with all the messages.
Oh, my God.
I sent and get week after week, month after month goes by, and I am still the proud owner of a very rusty old metal RV.
Oh, no.
All right, any advice for Graham? Leave it on the talk back.
If anybody wants one.
Or, yeah, if you want the trailer.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so a friend of mine had asked me if he could leave his, big dilapidated RV trailer on our property for one night. And this was months and months ago. And he actually did leave it for one night and picked it up the next day. And then he asked for that again one more time. And now it has been on the property for 6 months or something. And I'm trying to figure out how to handle the situation. Because the guy's gone through some tough times and I don't want to totally put him out. But I also want this thing off my property.
If I was you, Graham, I'd sell it or either charge him rent.
I've thought about those things. I just don't think this... giant hunk of rusty metal has much value, nor do I want to get into the rusty RV selling business. That ain't for me. And meeting people out there, hey, check out this. You interested in buying this?
Check out all the amenities.
I don't want that. And our charging him rent, I feel like he's in sort of a tough spot right now.
Right.
Financially, and I don't want to do that to him.
Even if you did that, doesn't mean he would pay.
Exactly.
And that's also not solving the problem. What if he is okay with paying? And he's like, cool, I guess I never have to move it. I'm not paying to rent this
I found my
space.
New RV storage place. It's Graham's house.
Hey, Graham, I feel like as your friend, he should not take advantage of the fact that you gave him the opportunity to park his hunk of junk metal at your house. And now it's been several weeks. I would just be firm about it and be like, look, buddy, you need to come get your bucket out of my residence or I'm going to have it getting rid of for you. Okay, bye. Happy Monday.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Again,
but it shouldn't be on Graham to get rid of the thing for him.
My problem is I'm stuck between two things here. I want to, be a good friend and look out for somebody who's going through something tough, And so, I don't want to be the person that is putting him in a more difficult situation. Also, I don't want to have to lift a finger, because this is not my thing. I don't want to have to be the one to get it towed or move it or sell it or whatever. I don't want to have, I want this thing solved by him or someone else. I don't want to have to do a thing.
Set it on fire.
I'm stuck in between.
Let it crumble to ashes.
I don't think there's anything to burn in it. The whole thing's metal.
Oh,
hey, Graham, Tony from Scottsdale. Hey, bud, you have every right to tow that off your property. What I recommend, especially in California, give him a 72-hour notice and say if it's not gone in 3 days, you will be towing it and let it be done, bud. You've given him plenty of chances, but that's what I recommend, bud.
Yeah, I know it shouldn't be on you. You don't want to have to do anything, but this is your only option, Graham. He's not going to get it.
I know. Does anybody want it? Maybe somebody listening is you know what? I am in the market for a rusty
RV. You're not exactly doing a great job of selling it.
I meant to say a beautiful, very spacious, because the entire inside's been gutted out, a very spacious and ready.
Vintage vibes.
Think of all the ideas.
Vintage vibes.
So much potential.
Yes, it's ready for your vision.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Graham, this message is for you. You can do a mechanics lien on your property as abandoned property. You'd have to start the paperwork with the DMV. He has, I believe, 90 days. To take it out. If he doesn't, it's legally yours to sell.
Graham doesn't want it or have to deal with selling it.
And doing paperwork at the DMV?
Oh,
I don't even have my California real ID yet because I'm avoiding doing any paperwork at the DMV. I need to get that, by the way.
Yeah. And that's going to give him 90 days. He's like, cool, I get an extension.
He just got a free 90 days. Then at that point, the thing will have been there for an entire year. I mean, oh, legitimately.
You have to be mean about it and send a mean text.
Well, not mean, but very stern.
Yeah, that's going to be strong. Send a business, Graham.
I've sent the stern ones, and I've sent the more, like, disappointed ones, like, ah, you know. And then, he said today between 10 and noon.
Call him.
It's going to get towed.
Or oh my God. Have Kate call him. He'll listen to Kate. Graham, do something.
I've already tried that. Hey, Kate, I've already tried blaming it on her, the more stern part. Of course, I already passed that to her. I was like, hey, Kate really wants that thing out of there.
Okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He has, you know, today between 10 and noon.
I'll let you know tomorrow my view is back open and I'm staring at gorgeous vineyard.
I can't wait for this update tomorrow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh!
What?
Oh, I saw... I saw the movie with SZA and Keke Palmer over the weekend, one of them days. It was cute.
Ugh.
I'm glad I didn't pay for it. It's now on Netflix.
For that reason.
It's on Netflix now, so you can go check it out. I'm glad I didn't rent it when it was streaming on all the other platforms. I will say though,
bringing an endorsement
I
there.
Will say though, it was cute, you know. Mm. I will say though, I do think SZA can act.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I do think so.
You see a future?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's that. All right, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, we've been talking about this trailer that is on your property, your friend.
Yeah, I just left it there. It was supposed to be there for 24 hours, basically, and now it's been there for like 6 months or something. Doesn't want to get it.
Hey, Graham. So my wife and I, we got ourselves a big old RV that we need somewhere to store it, and I hear you got some land for that. So just let me know if you're down. Thanks.
I mean, at this point, I probably should. Anybody wants to store their RV, their trailer, whatever, I got some space. And as long as you actually pay some rent, because I would like to have been getting a storage fee all this entire time. But yeah, bring it on over. Shoot me a DM. I'll give you the address.
Hey, Graham, this message is for you. You should keep it for yourself and then use your awesome skills to turn it into a man cave, so whenever you want to get away from your wife and your kids, you have that space on your lot. All right, have a good day.
Wait, that's actually a good idea.
I'm not gonna lie, the thought of just saying I own this thing now has crossed my mind, and I thought, because it's like gutted out, this thing is old and it's been completely gutted, it is ready for a new owner to bring it back to life and restore it and give it a new life. And I've thought about that, and then I've looked at the list of things that I still want to finish on the house that I just finished building, because it's not entirely finished. I have, you know, closets to build out and all these. I have a list of projects a mile long, and I'm like, when am I going to find the time to build out just this?
I'm sorry, but that takes priority. You move the man cave to the top of the list.
Yep, I agree.
It doesn't. And then the amount of money that it would take, I don't have the time or the resources to get that done. I got to finish my own project.
Don't you feel like once you fixed it up and you made it really cool looking, then he would come want to get it?
Well, yeah, exactly.
But then it's a man cave for him.
Yeah, then I'd be some kind of dispute, and then the judge would be like, actually, it's his. And then he would drive off and live in something sweet. former friends. On today's episode, former friends squabble over an RV. Yeah, I don't need that.
All right, move over dying Easter eggs. They ain't happen anymore. Eggs are too expensive. By the way, according to this stat, 30% of Americans have stopped buying eggs due to the cost.
Stopped entirely?
It just says stopped buying. Stop buying eggs.
I think
too expensive.
Reducing the amount of eggs you buy. Sure.
I don't run through them as fast anymore.
Right.
Special occasions only.
And I don't go out like egging houses like I used to when I was younger.
So because of the skyrocketing price, people are looking for alternatives, since they're not going to be like wasting their precious eggs anymore and dyeing them for Easter. So let me know what you guys think about these other things.
Okay.
Marshmallows. People are dyeing marshmallows.
That ain't it.
That one seems kind of cute.
And yeah, you can make a little bunny.
Yeah, they have these things called Peeps. It's marshmallow that's colored. True. They already sell them. Why? But I don't need to get my hands dirty.
But Peeps are gross. It's a bird. But they do sell bunny ones, though.
But it is just a marshmallow.
Yeah, but for some reason, those are disgusting. Regular marshmallows that you buy like in the package, those are delicious.
Mm-hmm. Let's not say delicious, but I agree with you. They do taste better.
Yes, and people are dyeing them with like food coloring so you can eat them afterwards. People are going to be dyeing potatoes.
That one I don't like as much.
Me either.
Not tasty, not cute either.
It's just not cute.
It's going to be all lumpy, too.
Yeah, it's all bumpy
unless you, like, really peeled it and made it, like, round. I guess you can make it egg-shaped.
Too much work.
Well, you would have to peel it right to dye it, to get it to take the dye, probably. So you peel the thing, and you could kind of shape it into... You could probably carve it into a little bunny.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Yeah.
Still not here.
This one, I don't... People are going to be dying onions.
No.
No. Too stinky.
No.
Too stinky. Too, it's going to make me cry.
Yeah, I don't need
there's
that.
Too many things. You got to peel them first.
Yeah. And then also, we hide the onions all over the yard and the kids find them and then the disappointment on their face. Like, oh, did I just pick up an old onion? Yeah.
And I feel like groceries in general are...
groceries. Who uses that word? So old fashioned.
They're so expensive, so I wouldn't even want to use potatoes or onions. Those are expensive too. Maybe like rocks or something. I don't know.
Rocks? Like just going to dye rocks?
Little paint painted them. Rock. You find a little round rock and paint it to look like a little Easter egg.
I'm not worried about. I think I'd be okay with potatoes because every time I buy like one of those bags of potatoes, I don't use them all. And then by the time I remember I have them, they're like growing roots and all kinds of weird things.
They've begun sprouting.
Yeah. Then I got to throw them out.
Turned into a plant. Yeah. Right.
Why does that happen so quickly?
I know. The other day, I like got scared because I thought something was in there because I just opened a drawer. There was a potato that had a whole,
a plant sticking out of it.
I know. It's like, I don't want to be a potato farmer. I just want to eat you, dude.
Anyway,
stop growing.
So there are some other options if you don't want to be dying Easter eggs because it is hella expensive. Damn, Andrew,
hella expensive. Do people still dye eggs like that? Is that big of a thing? Or did we all just switch to the plastic ones that you can put jelly beans in and money or whatever and hide
people
those?
Still do dye it.
They still dye them.
Dye them, yeah.
And you could eat them. I mean, you could hard boil it, right? And then dye it. And then that way it's not totally wasted. Then you could eat the hard boiled egg, right?
Yeah.
But kids are not going to do that.
Who likes hard-boiled eggs?
I kind of do. I'm not mad at it.
I'm mad at
not
it.
Not my first choice.
I'm sometimes mad at it.
Too stinky.
Not always. Yeah.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The Weeknd box office. So I think it goes without saying that a Minecraft movie completely dominated the box office this weekend. It made $163 million opening weekend.
How much did Snow White the other day make? Like $10? And then Minecraft is like, watch this, $163 million?
Yeah.
I can't wait to go see that. My son is so excited.
I thought you would have
so
gone to take forward your son.
We would have normally gone this weekend, but my wife and I had to go to the our kids' school's fundraiser gala on Saturday nights when we would have gone. And because my wife got back from her work trip on Friday, she was too tired to go that night. And then Saturday night we had a gala to attend. So we will be going this coming weekend.
All right. So Minecraft is number one. Let's just run through the rest of the list really quick. Number two was A Working Man. Never heard of it. Number three, The Chosen, Last Supper. Never heard of it. Oh, number four. There we have Snow White.
Oh, there
it
there
made another
$6.1 million,
which is more than I expected.
That's a good point.
This is its third weekend.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
That means it's done. That's the end of the earnings train.
That's
about it.
Speaking of movies, there is a little controversy brewing regarding Greta Gerwig's upcoming adaptation of The Chronicles of Narnia. So the lion in the film, which is usually male, you know, in the other Narnia movies, it was voiced by Liam Neeson. Greta has decided in this film that it is a female lion, and she's tapped Meryl Streep to be the voice. People are very upset. One person had a good point. Like, hey, did you learn nothing from the Snow White movie? You know, you're changing the original. You change it too much. People aren't going to like it.
I also think that people just in general need to go into these things with a slightly more open mind. Like, who really cares? Like, does your life change one way or the other if a director chooses to portray a character differently than you've imagined them from the book that you read when you were a kid? Who cares?
But I also kind of feel like some people also, I think, feel like Greta Gerwig is trying maybe a little bit too hard. She's the one who directed Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe she already has this like feminist reputation, so maybe she felt like, well, here's, you know, one of the main characters, let's make it a female, you know what I mean? So people think that she's like overdoing it.
I guess it's kind of similar to, like, you know when you're watching a show, like one of those sitcoms back in the day, and then all of a sudden they'd randomly change one of the actors out for somebody else for
like Fresh
reason.
Prince of Bel-Air, the mom.
I hated when they did that because it just wasn't the same. It just was never the same. So I feel like this is kind of similar to that. You're used to one character and all of a sudden it's like totally different the next
Maybe
one.
Maybe it's a little of that. By the way, I heard that Charlie XCX has a role in this.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Any interest in checking out her?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't seen the other ones.
I'm interested. I love those books as a kid. And my kids have read one of those, at least, to them. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, or whatever the first one is.
I didn't see any of the other ones. So my interest level was really low, but probably as more and stuff comes out about it, I don't know, I might give it a chance.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, a couple of quick college basketball things. First, congrats to the women of UConn, because yesterday they totally pounded South Carolina to win the national championship. Whoop, UConn used to seemingly win the championship every single year, but this was the first time they cut down the net since 2016. So it was a big win for them, and congrats. It wasn't a very exciting game because UConn, like I said, just dominated start to finish. Now to the finale of the Men's March Madness Tournament. The national championship game is tonight. It is number one seed Florida against fellow number one seed Houston. Houston, I don't know if you paid any attention over the weekend, Selena.
Zero.
Probably not, but they pulled off one of the craziest late game comebacks ever to beat Duke. It was either a crazy late game comeback or a crazy Duke collapse, because either way, Duke had a lead very late in that game and should not have given it up, but they did. They choked, and here we have Houston in the championship game. Tonight's game tips off at 5:50. It's at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, so I would assume a very heavily favored Texas crowd in there for Houston.
Yeah.
But you never know. I'm sure the Florida fans have traveled well for this, as you know, as well. So should be an exciting game.
So tonight's the night.
Who were the last two teams on your bracket?
The teams that I picked to be in tonight's championship game were Alabama and Michigan State, and I whiffed on those because it was all four number one seeds that made it into the final four, and I picked two number twos, I think.
Oh, two number Dang twos.
It. Do you remember yours,
two
Jess?
Number twos.
Mine were gone a long time ago. It was like a Illinois and Texas pick, I think.
Sweet
I'll do better next year.
Sweet kid. There's always next year.
I'm still filling mine out.
Yeah, good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about some Narnia backlash because Meryl Streep has been tapped to voice the lion, which is usually male. In the film, you know, Chronicles of Narnia, I guess Greta Gerwig, she's the director, and she decided, nope, this time it's going to be a female. It's going to be voiced by Meryl Streep.
Hello, guys. I'm a 1984 baby. I read Chronicles of Narnia when I was 10. You know, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I loved all that. And if Meryl Streep is the voice of the lion, I'm totally for it. First of all, she's the goat. She can totally play any part she freaking wants. And it's fantasy. It's imagination. I hate how people are so hung up on when these things are made up. Like, come on, people.
That's such a great point. Like, hey, guess what? Lions can't actually talk, so it doesn't even matter.
Right. But the biggest thing is it's like, you know, film is art. This is somebody's own interpretation to make their art piece. We don't critique an artist for, oh, they should have made their painting this way. Like, we don't, it is their interpretation. It's open. It's up to your interpretation if you like the movie or not. But the preconceived, I hate this, before you even watch it, well, watch it and then decide. And then you decide that switch didn't do it for you, then that's fine.
Hey guys, it's Kat out of Walnut Creek. Good morning. I just wanted to comment on the Narnia thing. I think that I could see why fans might be upset, because it's been a long time since I read the books, but I think Aslan, like, is there when Narnia is born, like, the world, and, like, the sun rises, and I feel like the mane of the male lion is kind of symbolic of that. I don't know. Anyway, who gives a fart? Love you guys. Bye.
That's a better question. Who gives a fart anyway?
Who gives a fart?
Good old Aslan. I could never get past the name of that line.
Aslan?
Yeah, Aslan.
All right, let's...
Aslan.
Let's talk
sure
about
how you pronounce
our
it.
Photos from home. You can check all of these out. JV Morning Show on Instagram. You know, every Monday we bring a picture from our weekend. Mine is me and two of my kids, not the full gaggle. But we went to Dino Days. At the California Academy of Sciences.
Nice. All right. Let's
That was our first time there.
Yeah, give us your review.
Yeah, people in the comments want to know what your review is.
It was really fun.
You recommend?
Yeah.
10 out of 10?
Oh, one thing, like I said, it was our first time there. I didn't know it was so expensive to get in.
Oh.
And maybe everybody already knows this, but it was like $55 per adult.
Yeah.
$49 per kid. Like, it was.
$49?
It was expensive.
Yeah, we've been knowing that.
I did not know that.
But I love the Cal Academy of Sciences.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's great.
Also, your camera quality is like better than my vision.
Oh, I ran it through an AI app to enhance it.
Oh, got it.
No, but it looks really good. I like it. Thank you.
Appreciate your honesty. This original picture has been edited by AI.
I edit all my pictures just to make, because the colors will look really dull, so I just use it to like brighten the colors and stuff.
This one,
I didn't like edit us.
And this T-Rex behind you, this was a real T-Rex?
Yes.
Or was it edited?
Or has this one also been edited?
That one I photoshopped in there.
Okay,
it turns out Dino Days, there's actually no dinosaurs. So in all my pictures, I had to put them in there.
So you mean to tell me that whole Jurassic Park thing is not real? They haven't figured out how to bring the dinosaurs back yet?
No.
Clever DNA editing?
Not this time.
Oh, interesting. No. All right, mine's a picture of my wife and I. We went to a fundraiser gala at for our kids' school. It was a lot of fun. And it was an auction, you guys. And
fancy.
I fully employed my auction technique of bidding on stuff early and then waiting to get outbid.
Yeah.
Which is very, very stressful, by the way, you guys. Because you have to have some you-know-whats to throw in a bid on something very... Because they throw up like, oh, do you want to bid on this vacation to Mexico or something? We're going to start the bid at $2,000. Like, I don't have $2,000 to spend on a trip to Mexico. But I feel like I want to do my part, make it look like I'm invested in bidding on stuff at the school. So, of course, I would throw my paddle up early. And Kate would shoot me a look like, what the hell are you doing? Now, full disclosure, I had quite a few drinky drinks up until this point.
Oh, my
God.
And
so I kept throwing the paddle up. Even they'd come back to me a couple times. You want back into this? And I would throw it up again, knowing full well that somebody...
Oh, my God. What if nobody did?
Well, that's the risk. I like to gamble, Selena.
Oh,
and that's the risk I'm willing to take. Also...
Oh, your poor wife.
No, don't worry. Every time somebody came in over the top and outbid me, and then it ended up, the price ended up going way, way up. You know, like, I wasn't anywhere close when all was said and done, but it looked like I was in on the action. So I feel like that's a good look. The parents, they're all judging, so I'm there. It looks like I'm engaged. And also, I feel like I'm doing my part, right? I'm driving the price up on these things.
Honestly, they should pay you for that.
I'm increasing the value of the donations that are then going to
the
school as I was
bidding.
But
if I'm there, I'm judging because I'm like, why is Graham giving up so easily? He's just...
They're like, oh, he has some money, but not enough money. I will say the other thing, though, that did... Well, it's fine, but my wife and I went to this thing with the agreement, we are not spending any money. Look, we had to buy a ticket to this thing, that's our donation, and we're not spending any money. Well, a week or two prior to this, I had gotten approached by someone at the school who said, hey, because you went to the same elementary school and your mom taught here, it's kind of a legacy thing at the school, do you want to be in this video that we're putting together for it? And I, of course, said yes. So... And I had the kids in it, too. And so it was like a quick little interview. I said some nice things about the school. The kids were like, oh, my dad went here and my Mimi taught here. And they say something cute. And it's real heartwarming.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, before when we went to record that and they hand my kids the microphones, that's when my kids decide to say the most ridiculous stuff you'd ever heard about, farts and stuff. It's like,
are you serious at the gala?
No, that as we're getting ready to record the video,
they sit
down, they press record on the camera, and then my kids decide to shout every bad word they've ever heard. I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. They don't normally talk like this. Of course, that's what they think you're gonna say. Anyways, they edited all that out.
Thank you to the woman
that did the editing because it
can
got
we
rid
get
of
the, like the footage though.
If you guys could hear the outtakes, it was the most embarrassing thing ever. I was mortified. Anyways, so then, the lights dim in this ballroom. There's a lot of people at this thing, hundreds of people. And they throw up this video and it's very emotional. It's just like emotional tribute to the school and how much it means to families and all the kids that go there. And, I look over at Kate and she sees our kids up there on the screen and then me. And then, my wife will...
She started crying.
She'll cry at a barbecue sauce commercial, if it's emotional enough. Anyways, so she's like, she's got the tears welling up and she's had a few drinky drinks too. And so then the lights come back up and then it's like, well, who would like to just make a donation? This is not even an auction to bid on anything. And then I get the nudge, you better put the paddle up and donate. And so we made a... It was way more than we agreed, which was zero. Our kids' school. You have to. Oh, dude, I'm telling you, it was entrapment. It was entrapment.
Wow.
All the free drinks, plus you'd play an emotional thing. My wife, of course. And so now we have no money.
Well, now you know what works on her. If you ever want her to do something for you, just play an emotional video of your kids.
I guess. I'm telling you guys. It was entrapment, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm still hungover, by the way, also. Sorry, that was a very long explanation of my photo from home. But you guys
look great.
That's where we're at. Thank you.
And then mine, really quick. My mom made something called tlayudas. Have you guys ever tried them?
No.
It kind of looks like a pizza.
Is that a pizza with avocado on it?
It looks like a pizza, but it's a type of tortilla. And then it has beans, chorizo, meat, queso, and avocado.
Is that like shredded chicken? Is that what I'm seeing in there? Or is that
cheese? It's not chicken. That's cheese.
Oh, that's the cheese.
Yeah. But these are so good, you guys. These are bomb. So I recommend you try them whenever you get a chance.
Did you eat this whole thing?
I tried to.
It's bigger than your whole upper body.
Yeah, it's huge.
I couldn't do it.
It looks good. Wait, so is this the big thing that happened to you over the weekend?
Oh, no, you guys. This isn't it. I did it. I gave in.
This is a family show.
Oh. Oh, no. I got a labubu.
How much did this cost?
$22.
$22 for a furry keychain?
Yeah. You know, I was feeling under the weather this weekend. I thought I was getting sick. Turns out I think it's allergies. I don't know.
It'll cheer me up. Spending money on something that doesn't matter.
So I feel like that's not that bad. You were making it seem like they are...
That's expensive to me because I need to be saving money. Even my boyfriend brought it up this weekend because he saw me online shopping like multiple times and he was like... You have a problem. Like, this needs, like, you need to do something about this.
Maybe have an intervention.
Yeah. So how did you get your hands on a labubu?
You guys, it was so hard. I had to start on Thursday. Every day they restock at 7 p.m. But I kid you not, as soon as you log into the website, they're gone at 7 p.m. But the way they do it is, like, the boxes are opened up for 15 minutes for each person. After the 15 minutes are done, if somebody doesn't check out, it becomes available for somebody else. So you have to kind of be on the website just checking
refreshing
checking to see if any boxes become available. I tried Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday I finally got one.
This makes me so sad.
But can I say shout out
Three
to Aaron?
Different
These
events.
Are a keychain. If you don't know what a labubu is, it's a keychain.
Stuffed animal keychain.
Well, it's kind of the same feeling as gambling, Graham, because you know, I'm like, wait, I think I can get this. Like, I deserve one, and I think
we are sending the wrong message on
the
TV show.
You're right.
That doesn't sound anything like gambling.
Oh, okay. Anyways, just really quick, super quick shout out to Aaron. He had commented on my TikTok saying he would trade me a labubu for a chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you and I had the same weekend. I also spent Saturday night at a gala for my daughter's school with all the drinks are flowing and the this and the video and the, okay, who wants to just make a donation? You're not going to get anything for it. Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, it was fun though.
Was it at least fun, Graham? Yeah, fun.
No, we had a blast and it was our kids stayed with the in-laws for the night, so we had a kid-free date night. We got all dressed up. You see our picture, you know, had to get the suit on, and my wife wore a dress, and that part was great. It was super fun. But again, they get you with this emotional tribute video, and next thing you know, my wife's giving away what little savings we have to donate to the school. We didn't even get anything. That's the thing. At least let us bid on one of the things, and like, I get something to take home at the end of the night.
Yeah.
All I got was some remorse to take home about when I look at my account.
Dang it.
Oh, no. Good morning, JV Show. This is Priscilla from San Lorenzo. Just leaving a talk back on regards of what Jess did this weekend. Oh, my God. Like, you know, I second that. Tlayudas is a famous dish from Mexico, specifically in the parts of Oaxaca. It's a must try. Where did your mom end up getting those tlayuda tortillas? Because I don't know anywhere that sells them. Let me know. Thank you.
It is in Salinas. So if you happen to be in Salinas at some point.
I'm going to drive all the way to Salinas to get a special tortilla.
Yeah. Well, because
for that
I don't.
Reason, I'm out.
Jess, you could be the plug. You bring some back the next time you start selling them.
You know what? That's a good point. Hit me up. DM me if you want your tlayudas. But it's called Juquilita Market, in case you are ever in the area over there.
Nobody will be.
That's a good point.
Hella far. But I do like the idea of you selling them out on the streets.
Hit me up.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.